It's Friday night in the resort city of Cancun, and the nightclubs are packed with tourists, mostly from the United States. The contagion rate for COVID-19 here is one of the highest in Mexico, and it's not hard to see why. Face covers seem like more of a suggestion than a rule, and attitudes from many tourists are relaxed, to say the least.
Yes, I don't get the vaccine because it's bad. Doctors don't want to get it, so don't get it.
There's also another crowded scene in the city. This COVID-19 intensive care unit is at 75% occupancy. The hospital's director says a majority of cases are the result of large-scale public gatherings.
It can be frustrating from a medical point of view to find so many instances that so flagrantly violate the measures necessary to mitigate contagion.
Last month, more than 2 million tourists visited this part of Mexico, the third month in a row, with tourism figures even higher than before the start of the pandemic.
Our proximity to the United States and the fact that airlines aren't flying to destinations in Canada, Asia, Europe, and the Caribbean, because many have not reopened, has made us a viable alternative. In fact, today we have more flights from the United States than we did in 2019.
Cancun is one of Mexico's most popular destinations, and while many here are following sanitation mandates, health officials warn the risks are still high.
I'm afraid because the virus still exists, and the truth is there is tourism and large gatherings of people in many places. Even though I'm vaccinated, they say vaccinated people can still get sick, but I also have to work.
Authorities in Mexico say most tourists arriving from abroad are vaccinated. Unfortunately, the same can't be said for a majority of Mexicans, putting at risk a health system that has struggled to provide adequate care for a still growing number of coronavirus patients. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera.